As we turn now to Scripture, let us listen for the word of the Lord. From the 30th Psalm, sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And from the book of Matthew, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I stand here before you at a loss for words, for there are no words that can contain the sorrow that we are feeling right now. We gather on this Sabbath day in shock and grief as one of our families bears a sorrow far too heavy to bear. We gather as a congregation full of broken hearts, grieving for Joey's family and for our own loss of him as well. We gather with other sorrows in our hearts, other deaths, be they the loss of a loved one recently or long ago, the breakup of a friendship or marriage, a loss of purpose, identity, and yes, even a loss of faith. We come seeking hope, seeking sense, seeking some ease of our pain. I stand here longing to comfort all of you and longing to feel that comfort myself, but I am at a loss for words. If I were to say to you, hey, everything's okay, cheer up, you would wonder if I had lost my mind, and with good reason. Everything is not okay. We are a long way from being okay, and being okay is not what our faith is all about. Faith is living in a world where a lot of things aren't okay, and yet believing there is still hope to be found. The Bible says that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The last thing we may feel right now is comfort, but we are going to hold on to that promise. We are going to hold on to this grieving family, and we are going to hold on to one another. We are going to hold on to our faith and to the Savior who holds on to us, even in the depths of despair. Just a little over a week ago, I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the biannual General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church. I presided at the Presbyterian Writers Guild luncheon at which we bestowed a Lifetime Achievement Award to a poet, Ann Weems. We've used her work in her liturgy and words often in our worship services. Unfortunately, Ann is very ill right now, and she was unable to be present to receive her award, but we honored her anyway, because Ann has spoken to many people over the years through her words. She has brought comfort to people in the throes of grief. I know Ann. She is a kind and gentle woman. She is an amazing poet. She is a woman of deep faith. But her words and her faith come from the darker places of her heart. For Anne is also a mother who has suffered the loss of a son. In the preface of her book, Psalms of Lament, she writes, "On August 14, 1982, the stars fell from my sky. My son, my Todd, had been killed less than an hour after his 21st birthday. August 14, 1982, and still I weep." The book Psalms of Lament is a collection of lament psalms that Anne wrote in an attempt to express her own personal grief, one that was far deeper than any words could give credit to. And she didn't write those psalms for publication at the time. She just wrote them because she had to. And it was one of the hardest things she said she ever had to do. She wrote them reluctantly through the encouragement of a friend who kept nudging her along. And as she wrote out these psalms, she sent them to her friend, and her friend shared them with other people who had suffered deep and terrible loss. And these people began writing to Anne, telling her their stories. Anne says, "They knew what I knew. There is no salvation in self-help books. The help we need is far beyond self. Our only hope is to march ourselves to the throne of God and in loud lament cry out the pain that lives in our souls. Blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted someday. Someday God will wipe the tears from our eyes." "Blessed are those who mourn," Jesus said, "for they will be comforted." Not "blessed are those who pretend nothing has happened," or "blessed are those who refuse to grieve," but "blessed are those who mourn, who grieve, who sorrow to their very depths. Blessed are those who mourn, for in Christ they shall be comforted." Week after week, we gather up here, we share the times of joys and concerns, and it often seems that we're heavy on the number of sorrows. And I've had people mention to me over the years that this time of sharing in prayer makes them and their children feel very sad as they read and hear so many tragedies and sad situations. It is depressing when we think of the immense difficulties so many people face and the darkness that sometimes seems to have covered the world. I know that more often than not, the concerns outweigh the joys, and I would be surprised if it were otherwise. It's maybe not so much that there are more sorrows in the world than joys, but we have a greater need to share our burdens, because when we're hurting, we need the strength of other people. It is sad to hear all the people who are suffering from illness or who have lost someone dear or who are struggling just to get from one day to the next. It's depressing when we think of the immense difficulties that so many people face. But we don't stop there. We don't stop with the litany of sorrows. We gather them together and then we take them to God in prayer. We pray as individuals and we pray as a family. We pray as a way of sharing the grief, of reaffirming the presence of Christ in a world that is often cloaked in darkness. We pray for one another so we can make the unbearable bearable, so that we can be comforted and on one day find reasons to celebrate again. And this, of all things, is why I'm glad you are here today. Because this is the benefit of being connected to a whole church family. We can turn our sorrows over to people who will pray for us when we can't pray for ourselves. We can place our griefs on the shoulders of Christ and let Jesus carry them with us. When we allow ourselves to mourn in the company of people who really do care about us, embraced by the love of Christ, then in at least some small measure, we are comforted. Jesus says there is more to life than, more to living through tragedy than just mere survival of it, although there are days when we are happy enough for that. In Jesus, we are given a peace that this world sure cannot give. There is comfort, there is blessing, and there is hope. And Jesus isn't saying, cheer up, folks. Dry those tears. Stop feeling sorry. No, that's not what Jesus says. Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who grieve in the company of Christ. I stand here at a loss for words. I don't have easy answers. I don't have catchy little comments that will make your pain go away. But what I will say to you is this, that faith can make the difference in how we mourn. It is the presence of the living Christ that enables us not just to survive, but to live. It is by sharing our sorrows, by praying for one another, by recognizing that we cannot do it alone, that we find blessing and hope. And we find comfort in laughter. I know that sounds really strange to say right now. I'm asking you to laugh when it feels like you're never going to laugh again. I mean, good grief, Kathy, maybe you should be retiring. Have you lost your mind? I mean, how can we laugh? Laughter seems so out of place right now. But laughter is a good thing. Laughter is healing. We are all full to the brim with tears, but we have to find that which can bring us laughter in the midst of all the pain. Because laughter is healing. Laughter is a sign of life. And laughter is also what Joey's family needs, along with your tears and hugs and sympathy, which are wonderful. They want to hear the funny stories about Joey. And we know there are plenty of funny stories, and believe me, you can tell any of them to them in their home. I won't repeat them all up here, but there are funny stories that we need to share, and laughter is a good thing. We are not laughing at our grief. We are finding ways to laugh in the midst of it. And that laughter is also what is going to help the broken hearts to heal. In the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, we are reminded that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to mourn, a time to dance. The thing is, those times aren't separate from one another. We don't weep and then laugh. We don't mourn and then dance. They're all mingled and tangled up together, so that even as this is a time to weep, it is a time to laugh and to celebrate Joey's life. God blesses our tears, but God blesses our laughter as well. I stand up here today at a loss for words, and so I'm going to use the words of Ann Weems and read to you one of her Psalms of Lament, because she so beautifully puts into words what many of us are feeling today. Lament Psalm 24. Oh my God, it is not fair. I watch other people come and go. They walk and talk and eat and play. They laugh, they travel, they work, they marry and give birth. But we sit around a table of death. We do not smile, nor do we live. We are suspended in that one moment of death, when his life was taken and our lives were changed forever. Oh, our God, why aren't you fair to us? Why were we the ones chosen to weep? It is not fair, O God. Everybody knows we belong to you. We declared it in the sanctuary. Why, O God of mercy, do we sit at the table of death? Move us, O God of power, move us to the table of life. Give us bread and give us wine in the name of your Son. Let us live again. If you would just break the bread of life over our heads, the crumbs would be sufficient. If you would just pour the wine close to us, the splash would revive us. O God of glory, our dead hearts beat again. The hosannas rush out of our mouths as we bow down in the presence of our God, who is life eternal. I stand here today at a loss for words, for there are no words that can contain the sorrow that we are feeling right now. There are no words to say, but the one word, the word of God through whom all life came into the world, the word that gave his life on the cross, the word who rose from the dead so we could also rise from the ashes, the word that brings life eternal, the word that gives us life at this very moment, the living word who comforts us, and yes, allows us to laugh again, the word who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. There are no words but the one word. Blessed are those who mourn, for we shall be comforted. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Pray with me. Lord, we have no words, but your word holds us up. Your word gives us life. Your word gives us new life in the life and the kingdom to come. And so we offer you our tears and our laughter and our lives. Comfort us in our mourning. And help us be people of joy. These and the prayers of all of our hearts we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, and let all God's people say, Amen.